It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. It is time for the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Neva Pyatt, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. Miss Monica is over there running the iPad, and our guest today, Lee Schrader. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Neva.
It's always good to have you. You've been honoring us for several years now. Twice a month, you're faithful to come.
Yes, sir. I would come more if you'd invite me.
Hint, hint.
I'm a good substitute, too.
I'm sure you are. I've never seen when we didn't get a good message and a good word from you.
Thanks.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can post it right on our Facebook page, or you can send it to our email, hourofpower@cableone.net. Also, we do record in two parts, and we'll post it over on the website, therockchristianmusic.com, when the program's over. If you have a friend that doesn't have Facebook and you want them to hear this message, you can send them there, have them click on the Hour of Power, and then they'll go to Friday so that they can hear what Lee had to say today. Or you can just take your iPad or your cell phone over to their house and share with them that way. Mm-hmm. Our Facebook sponsor today is Barbara Dyson Ford Lincoln Mercury, and anything else that you might want them to find for you. They are such a great, great company, and they've been one of our sponsors now for several years. I think I've covered everything, maybe.
Excellent job, Neva.
Would you pray to start us
sure
out?
Sure, I will. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to be together, and just going to stay with my tradition here. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23, Paul prays this, and it's about having revelation. He says, "Wherefore, ever since I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love for all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would grant unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, illuminated, that you would know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the work of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this world and that which is to come." What that means is there's clarity this morning. Clarity, understanding, clarity in my speech, clarity in my understanding and revelation that I believe the Holy Spirit has given me to say today. Clarity in the hearers. You know, hearers of the word. You can't be a doer of the word until you hear the word of God. So we thank you, Father, for clarity. Bondage of numbness and dullness is broken in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well,
your topic today is bury the treasure in your heart.
That's right. Bury the treasure in your heart. Okay. We're going to have a Sunday school lesson today.
All right.
No, that's, but this is, I talk about this a lot. I'm really resisting commenting about Monica this morning. I'm going to try not to, but anyway. Just remember this, Monica. Everything I say is definitely a term of endearment, okay? Even though it may appear like I'm making fun of you, which I probably am, but it's because I love you. And I like you, too. I like you, you know.
You don't hurt my feelings.
Hope not. Yeah. Anyway, I want to talk about burying the treasure in your heart. And I want to just go ahead and read my introductory scriptures this morning. And I'm going to start with 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 67. Then we're going to jump over to the Old Testament and read in Psalm 119, verse 11. And then we're going to jump back to the New Testament and read Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. And you're going to see, as I always do, there's a thread and there's a commonality to the verses that I use. Anyway, praise God. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 says this: "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts." Now there's the key word right there, our heart. Your heart. has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure. There's the other word. Bury the treasure in your hearts. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's your body. That's you. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, For your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Anyway, so that's what that means, earthen vessels. Now let's go back up here and read in verse 3 in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and let me show you something. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. All right? So I'm just going to go ahead and kill a sacred cow. I know it's early in my message, but let's go ahead and jump on one right now. There's a lie that people say, well, if you'll just live it, that'll be a witness for Jesus Christ. No, that's not true. Mormons live a good life. Jehovah Witnesses live a good life. And even some Muslims live a good life, but they're not given. That's not going to bring you to the Lord. That's not going to bring you to Jesus Christ. You have to hear the gospel. And that's equivocated to us in Romans chapter 10, verses 6 through 17, where Paul says, starting with verse 13, you know, how beautiful are the feet of them that bring good tidings of glad things, okay? And how should they hear except they be sent? How should they believe except they hear? And how should they